News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm joined now by Labour's Justice Spokesperson, Eoin O'Riordan. Good morning to you, Eoin. Unlawful killing is the verdict that was given in the coroner's court yesterday about the 48 young people killed in the Stardust fire in 1981. Your reaction, first of all, to that?
Well, look, it's a bittersweet day for the families who obviously are elated and relieved, and it was a special moment for them to hear those words. But I think many of us who've been involved in this for a period of time, and other families themselves, would feel that this should have happened 43 years ago. And the reason it didn't happen 43 years ago was because of the area that this happened in. Immediately, the assumption was that it was arson. That was the finding of the original inquest, probable arson. And that finding stuck until 2007. And the feeling amongst the people living in the community and those affected by this awful tragedy was that that type of finding would only be, given down because of the nature of the area in which this tragedy took place, is that you have to blame those who are themselves victims of this. And genuinely, because it was a working class north side community, the worst was thought of them, that it must have been one of their own, it must have been somebody from the area, it must have been a member of the community who was responsible, not the people running the disco. Yeah. And for 25 years, that was the reality. And then you'd hear other or be aware of a sense, maybe from wider society, that the motivation behind this type of campaign is money. And that's not something that you would hear said of a more middle-class community. So I think we have to reflect as a society as how we view each other, how we view individual communities, and how we respond to terrible acts and terrible things and terrible tragedies that happen in individual communities. Because the sense of class injustice has been clinging this entire case for over 40 years.
And is that so part of what the families, Eoin, do you think that's what the family, is that kind of insult to injury, that, you know, it took so long, that the smear of arson, which has been shown to not have been the case, that kind of, as I said, insult to injury, did that, do you believe, make it harder for those families affected?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one thing to lose a loved one, no matter, regardless of their age, but they were so young. I mean, they were so young, these young people. Obviously, they're at a nightclub, a night event, Valentine's night, 1981. And to lose somebody in that way is absolutely devastating. It's life-changing. But then they have to go through 43 years to get justice. It's a double tragedy. So I think we all have to learn from this.
What needs to happen now, this idea of a state apology? What would the state be apologising for?
The state would be apologising for how the families were treated, how they weren't given adequate justice at the time, that they had to fight and campaign and lobby, even to get an inquest, which was, shall we say, not welcomed or not enthusiastically sort of encouraged by the official state actors over the last number of years. There was always a sense that, you know, why are they still doing this? Why are they still asking about this? Have they not got their answer? Very similar to Hillsborough. And I think the Hillsborough inquest, actually, and the results there really inspired the families that, you know something, if you keep going, eventually, regardless of what people are saying about you, the truth will come out, and the truth has come out. So I think Simon Harris, he made appropriate comments yesterday. I hope we're in a very swift way. We can have a moment in the Oireachtas where the families can listen to the Taoiseach issue a formal state apology for what the families have gone through. But we have to listen to this. We have to learn from this, because I think we are all too quick to judge if an incident happens or if a tragedy happens in a certain community or in a certain area. We all of us are guilty of making assumptions as to what the cause is.
I know, I'm not arguing that point with you, but it's very hard to know what would have happened if it was in a different community, because that's the community that it did happen within. And I'm well aware of just how tragic it has been for that community. Before I let you go, reports are appearing on Twitter now. They are unverified, so I don't want to get too much into the ins and outs of it, but of protests at Minister Roderick O'Gorman's home. Certainly pictures are appearing saying that it's his home, with banners with sloganeering on and various sort of dog whistles, I suppose, on banners outside. It says this protesting at politicians' homes, Eoin, this kind of targeting of individual politicians, is this appears to be the direction of travel for Irish politics now, but it is one that many of us fear is a dangerous road to travel down.
Well, I'm running in the European elections, and this has already been the most poisonous, the most abusive campaign I've ever been involved in, and I'm doing this 20 years. Something has changed. There's been definitely a turn in the way that people interact with each other, and I have deep worries for the direction that politics is going. All political parties are finding it difficult to get people to stand. Every political party will talk to each other and say we can't get candidates to run the local elections, and this is the reason. So I think how we interact with each other in the political sphere is important to dial it down. But this sort of thing of going to individuals' houses, if it's politicians today, it could be teachers tomorrow, it could be guards the day after, it could be anybody who's a figure of authority or influence in any community. So I think, you know, those involved in this need to step back, but those who whip this stuff up needs to reflect on what they're saying and the influence they're having, because you know, it's not a great atmosphere out there. I have to.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.